Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and if you want to ask a question, here's how you do it. By email, askjim@jbsba.com, or if you have a comment, or if you subscribe to my newsletter, which you can do at my website, jbsba.com, you can make your comments there. You can say whatever you'd like to say, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever you like, we take it all. So I'd be glad to hear from you. And don't forget, try to subscribe. If you haven't already, subscribe to our newsletter. I think you'll like it. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the tax mama and has been out for a long time. She's an original member of our Brain Trust. She's almost an original member of our show. She's been helping people do their best with their tax planning and their tax preparation, and they're dealing with the IRS for a long time. She's the author of the upcoming book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. You make me sound very old.
Well, you started all this when you were only six, didn't you?
I did. You know, along with I started with the tax system back in 1913, actually.
The original income tax came about, huh?
Yeah.
We're glad to have you back, Eva, as always, and thank you for being such an abiding resource for us. And you know, we're sitting here in a little bit of a unique situation. We're past the second extension date for individual tax returns, which was August the 15th.
That's right.
We're in square in the middle between that and the September 15th date, which is the end of the corporate extensions, right?
Yeah, the drop dead date.
So by September 15th, along with a lot of other people, I will have to have my tax system, because I extended. I always extend. I extend every year, my personal and my corporate, Eva. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I do it every year.
I think it's a good thing. Anytime that you're trying to deal with business tax returns, there are so many things that you can manage, that you can change or track or add to. You know, if you get your accounting right and track all of those cash and out-of-pocket expenses that you have all over your car and all those mm-hmm. receipts everywhere, if you gather all those things together, you know, you're not going to get them done by April 15th or March 15th
or
whatever
15th,
the original
right.
deadline is. Extensions give you time to get it right.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to imagine, I don't know if I actually know any corporations that have their taxes ready by March 15th. Do you?
You know what? I do a couple, but out of all of my corporations, it may be less than 5%.
Yeah, I would think so. So September 15th, folks, is the 6 months after the extension was filed, if you filed it March 15th. Of course, you know, many of you have filed your taxes. In the meantime, you don't have to wait till September 15th. It's just that's kind of a deadline that we give ourselves, and that's what we work toward, and I do that in my organization. But more than that, and of course, by the way, if you extend it again in August, your personal, you have until October 15th to get that taken care of. Now, but let's talk about...
Let me just tell you one thing that I'm hoping is true. I'm seriously hoping is true, because I have a lot of international clients, and they're all, of course, out of town and traveling, aside from being international, and I can't get hold of them to sign their paperwork in time.
Oh.
So what I'm hoping is true is that if you write a really pathetic begging letter to IRS, to their Martinsburg, Virginia Processing Center, that they will give you a little bit more time.
Now,
they will
Eva,
give you another 30
you're
days.
You're not naive about the IRS. There are no bleeding hearts up there.
There are.
Are there?
They're honest to God. There are, and there have been times.
They're real feeling, you know, people with feelings up there?
Surprisingly, 10 years ago, I couldn't have said that.
Yeah.
10 years ago, they were, excuse this, but they were absolute Nazis. But really, they've changed. They've
it's
got
a kinder, gentler IRS, isn't it?
Sad to say, from the viewpoint of the country and trying to collect money from people, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, for my clients and me, yes, they've been wonderful.
Well, I think you're right, and I've had occasion over the last 10 or so years, as you say, to be involved with the IRS for some of my clients in my former life. And I think I agree with that. And I was teasing a little bit, folks, because I actually have a number of friends who work for the IRS, and they're good human beings. Let's talk about some of the retirement plans that actually we still have the ability to affect for 2003. We can still affect our IRAs. IRAs are April 15th, right?
For IRAs, you have to fund them by April 15th.
Right. But others, you can fund all the way through your extension date, can't you?
Yeah, that you bring that up. If you've opened a KEO before December 31st of last year, then you can still fund that until September 15th.
But the paperwork had to be done in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But you can open a SEP and still fund that.
Now, let's stop for a minute. Tell us some people may not know what a KEO or a SEP is. Tell us what a KEO is.
Well, a KEO is named after the senator or congressman who actually created it. It's a self-employed business plan that lets you put away up to about 25% of your income. For 2003... I think all my numbers are for 2004. It was up to $41,000. Mm-hmm. So it lets you put a whole lot of money away. The SEP is a self-employed business plan, and you don't have to have opened that by December 31st. You can open that
right
and fund
now?
It right before you file.
Okay. For 2003.
For 2003.
To affect your 2003 taxes.
Yeah, and also if you opened up a solo 401k.
By the way, tell us what SEP means.
Self-employed pension.
Okay.
But if you opened up a solo 401k, it's not really the solo 401k isn't really a new product. It's not a new law. It's a new product, really. It's the regular 401k, but all of the companies have gotten together and cut their rates dramatically for people who don't have any employees and just have themselves and their partners or their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a regular 401k, but as long as you've opened it by December 31st of last year, you can still fund it for this year.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's $41,000 that you can put away.
Hold on to that thought.
Last minute.
Eva, we got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick one right now, folks. And when we come back, we got more to come with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She's got more tax advice for us. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Eva Rosenberg. Eva, give us your website, please.
It's very easy. It's taxmama.com, TAXMAMA.com.
I love that title. I've been telling you about that website for a long time, folks, and I love the title. It's a great location on the line, online, folks. It's a good place for you to go and find out some information that will help you. She's got a lot of free information there. You've got a newsletter that you send out, right?
Ask Tax Mama comes out every Friday.
Every Friday.
And everything's free. Just about everything on the website is free.
Yeah.
A lot like Jim's stuff.
Yeah, we appreciate that very much. And, of course, you can find out more also. If you're on my website, you can find Eva all over our website, including some archives of shows that we've done in the past. Even your new book, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. McGraw-Hill is publishing Small Business Taxes Made Easy by Eva Rosenberg. It's coming out in about a month, and you're going to launch that book on this show, aren't you?
I sure as heck hope so. This is the perfect place.
Well, you make sure
and
I get it.
Of course, it tells everyone to come join your program.
I appreciate that. Be sure to get me a copy early, and when it comes out, we'll get you back on the show and launch the book on the show. Whatever Eva has to say, folks, is valuable. And now that she's got a book, you're going to want to see it. Eva, let's get back into some of these tax plans, some of these pension plans, I should say. You're helping us to understand what we can actually do right now there are some things that if you had the plan, there are some programs that if you have the paperwork done in 2003, you can fund them. You can still fund them. But there are so basically, you know, you, those of you who did that, you know who you are. But there are people out there, Eva, who didn't do anything in 2003. And you mentioned it a little bit before we went to the break. Tell us what those people can do right now to affect their taxes by starting a pension plan right now.
Well, if they haven't done anything for last year, they can still open the SEP, the Simplified Employee Pension Plan, and that's about the only thing that they can still do for this year, and that's okay.
To do right now to affect 2003 taxes.
Right.
Everything else is getting ready for 2004.
Everything else is getting ready for 2004 or needed to be open before the end of the year. But let's just take a brief moment before we end up having to get kicked off and talk about what you need to do this year for this year if you still want to be able to use that and, you know, take the deduction. And that's the Simple IRA. It sounds like a wonderful simple name, right?
Right.
But Simple actually stands for something. Mm-hmm. It stands for the Savings Incentive Match Plan for Employees. See, they can take something simple and really complicated.
Right.
But if you want to have a simple plan, you have to open it before the end of September, even if you are the only employee. IRS insists that, or the tax law insists, that your employees have 90 days to get familiar with it before the end of the year so they can contribute.
Now, is this a plan that will affect 2003 taxes?
No, that will affect 2004.
Just 2004, okay.
You need to open it now in order to be able to use the deduction in the current year.
I got you. So that's got to be done. You can't wait till December 31st for that.
That's right. This is the only one that has to be opened this far in advance.
Okay.
The KEO and the 401K, the solo 401Ks, can be opened until December 31st. But this is something you have to do in the next few days. And the reason this one is interesting is most of the others are based on a percentage of your profit. And this one will let you contribute $9,000, if that's your entire profit,
mm-hmm.
or your entire wages from your corporation or your LLC.
Wow.
And for those of us who happen to be over 50...
Who is that? Who would be that old?
There may be one person in your audience that is.
Maybe
everybody
so.
Else, of course, is under 30, right?
Like you and me, right?
Exactly, like us. Yeah, we're not really over 50,
right?
But we can contribute an extra $1,500.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But the neat thing about it is that if your wages or your profits are much higher than that, you also get to contribute an extra 3% of your wages or your profit.
Hmm. Now, tell us the best place to go to get all this done. I mean, people are out there listening saying, okay, I get it. I agree. I'm ready to go. Who do I contact? Where do I start?
Oh, God, you know what? Your broker, your financial planner.
CPA?
Those are the people who have all the information and all the details on which ones to open. If you already have an IRA account with somebody, call them up and tell them you want to open one of these other accounts.
Shouldn't they be able to help you decide which one of these is best for you for your tax plan?
Oh, you want to know who to get advice from? I thought you want to know where to
I want both of them. But I mean, the CPA should be able to help us with a lot of the definitions. A little again, going over the definitions, and that way, when we go to a broker, we can be a little more informed.
Well, you want to start with your tax professional. And
right.
It may not be a CPA. It may be an enrolled agent.
Right, like you.
You can find out about them, you know, from the NAEA, the National Association of Enrolled Agents,
mm-hmm.
at NAEA.org. You can find out about CPAs or if you have a tax attorney.
Right.
You know, one of these three people will help you get the right numbers down. And, you know, you're right, Jim. I would not rely, nothing personal, but I would not rely on my financial planner to get the numbers
they
right.
Won't necessarily know your tax situation. That's what your tax preparer, your enrolled agent, or your CPA can help
exactly.
you with. Eva,
but
give us your website.
You a good plan.
Give us your website one more time.
TaxMama.com.
TaxMama.com. The book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she's going to launch that on this show in a month or so. Thanks, Eva Rosenberg. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.